Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back to Sunday School for Teachers. Today's episode is called Ruth. Faithfulness in Small Places. Before we jump into today's reflection, I want to remind you what Sunday School for Teachers is really about. This is a space each week for my Christian teacher friends, whether you teach in a public school or a private one, to slow down, breathe, and realign your heart with the one who called you to teach. I have deep respect for all educators, including those who don't share my faith. But on Sundays, I intentionally dedicate this episode to openly share how my faith in Jesus shapes me as a teacher, how it grounds me, stretches me, and reminds me that teaching is more than a career. It's a calling. And I'm not a preacher, I'm just a teacher, flawed and messy like everyone else, trying to let God work through me. Because Monday is coming, and before we step into another week, we pause here. We remember who we are. We remember whose we are, and we walk into the week anchored. Well, before we dive into today's story, I want to pause and share three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is people who show up consistently, not just in big moments, but in the small, everyday ways. The second thing that I'm thankful for is for simple routines, the daily rhythms that bring stability and purpose. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is unexpected encouragement, those small moments that lift you up when you didn't even realize you needed it. All right, well, let's jump in. Once again, the topic today is Ruth, faithfulness in small places. That's what we are gonna be focusing on. Our story today, it comes from the book of Ruth, chapter 1-4. This story begins during a difficult time in Israel's history, a time of famine. Now, I'm going to do the best I can with some of these names. I'm still learning how to say some of these names that I'm looking up how to say here. Please give me some grace if I do say it wrong. When I looked at different stories I wanted to bring in here, it's just, there's some names. I'm not perfect with names. I have enough time with names. And then if there are names that I'm not very familiar with hearing as I'm learning different stories and reading different stories and trying to figure out how to share different stories with my teacher, my funky teacher friends out there, sometimes I struggle with some of the, how to say some of the names here. But there was ultimately a man named Elimelech, I think is how you say that, and his wife Naomi, and their two sons. Now they leave Bethlehem to go to the land of Moab in search of food. Now, things don't go according to plan. Elimelech dies. And so Naomi's two sons, they marry Moabite woman. Then years later, both sons die as well. Now Naomi is left without her husband and without her sons. She is grieving. She is empty. She decides to return to Bethlehem. Before she leaves, she tells her daughters-in-law to go back to their own families. Now, Oprah is one of the daughter-in-laws, eventually does. But Ruth, she makes a different choice. So the daughter-in-laws are Oprah and Ruth. Ruth makes a different choice. She doesn't go back to her own family. And Ruth says one of the most powerful lines in scripture. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Ruth chose loyalty. She chooses loyalty. She chooses faithfulness. She chooses to stay. Naomi and Ruth, now they return to Bethlehem with very little. They are poor. They are vulnerable, and they need provision. To survive, Ruth, she goes into the fields to gather leftover grain, a process called gleaning. She just happens to enter the field of a man named Boaz. Now that detail matters. Scripture says she happened to be there, but we see something deeper. God is working in what looks like coincidence. Boaz notices Ruth. He has heard about her loyalty to Naomi. He treats her with kindness. He protects her. He provides for her. And over time, Boaz steps into a role known as a redeemer, someone who restores and provides for a family in need. Boaz eventually marries Ruth, and their story ends not in loss, but in restoration. Ruth, the outsider, becomes part of the family line that leads to King David and ultimately to Jesus. As a reflection for educators, this story is not about about big dramatic moments. It's about quiet faithfulness. See, Ruth didn't know the outcome. She didn't know how things would turn out. She simply showed up. She stayed loyal. She worked hard in small places. Teachers understand this kind of faithfulness, don't we? Most days are not big dramatic ones. They're not big dramatic moments. Most days are showing up, teaching lessons, helping students, and doing the small things well. And it can feel like those moments don't always matter. But Ruth reminds us that faithfulness in small places matters deeply. So what is the practical classroom application here? What does Ruth look like in a classroom? It looks like showing up every day with consistency. It looks like caring for students even when it's not easy. Doing the small things well. It looks like staying committed when results aren't immediate. You may not see the full impact of your work right away. You may not see how the story ends, but God works through faithfulness, through consistency, through small acts of care. Ruth didn't build her story through one big moment. She built it through many small ones. As I do a reflective close, I want to say that Ruth's story, it reminds us that God is working even when we don't see it. In the ordinary, in the routine, in the small acts of faithfulness. Teachers, what you do matters, even when it feels small, even when it feels unseen. Faithfulness, it builds something bigger than we can always see in the moment. Will you pray with me? Lord, help me be faithful in the small things, and help all of us, the funky teachers listening, trust that even our smallest acts of care matter. When the work feels unnoticed, remind us that you see it. When the days feel ordinary, remind us that you are working in them. Help us show up with consistency, love, and purpose, and trust you with the outcome. Amen. As we close this episode out, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.